And we are going to continue on. We'll move down to Division of Parks and Recreation informational items. We've got number 26, 2025 Marketing Plan and Theme Update.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, April Larson, Marketing Coordinator, and I am joined here with Nick Harrington, the Communications Manager as well, just because when we're talking about marketing, and this is a divisional effort, we really rely heavily on our experts. And what we've really learned this year is being able to pull in our experts. It's been really able to show us how successful our marketing plan is. And so that's what I'm going to go over, is more or less some of the successes that we saw in 2024 with our marketing of South Dakota State Parks, and then what we are planning to do for 2025 to continue our success. In 2024, I am excited to present that we had a great year. It was really successful. Coming in, we partnered with Lawrence and Schiller to be able to take some of those best advertising channels to be able to really get out to the public, to really get them excited about getting out into the outdoors, to go camping, fishing in our state parks, using archery, and having this that good family or just individual time alone. And in 2024, we, with any program or marketing, we also saw some opportunities that we could increase this. I'm looking at Nick because he's like, yeah, we do this with every campaign and everything we do with Lawrence and Schiller and everything. So really it's a question of how do we make this even better? So we saw some great numbers come in. I'll tell you about those shortly. But some of the overall lessons that we learned is that we really want to continue to refine our strategies to work with that ad spend. So with Lawrence and Schiller, we're spending $40,000 throughout our season. So now it's really fine-tuning. So how can we put the certain dollars that maybe didn't perform as well as we had hoped into something else? So I'll explain that. Optimizing digital campaigns for a better audience targeting. I'll explain that shortly as well. But really taking a look with our digital advertising to make sure that we're hitting our target audiences and how we can continue to track how they're actually interacting with our brand through that journey with the customer. And then we're staying focused on our goals and objectives again in 2025, just because that is something that we did learn. If we stay focused, we stay consistent, we can then be able to pull data and we know what's working or what we could improve on. In 2025, hopefully this is a little familiar to the commission, these are our priorities for marketing. So this is Director Van Meteren has laid out with the department or division. We want to continue to focus on growing camping units. We want South Dakota residents and those non-residents to be in our campgrounds. We want them utilizing the beautiful campsites that our staff spend so much time making beautiful. And so we want to grow camping units by 2%. This would be 365,000 nights, which is a really good feat, and I think we have that opportunity to do that. We really want to focus on slow weekends. So usually what we consider a slow weekend is like we call it a hangover weekend. It's like a major holiday happens, say like Memorial weekend, and then the following weekend, because there's so many folks that wanted to get out, that we see a little bit slower weekend the following. So really pushing those weekends that we do have openings, really focusing on midweek camping as well. So how do we get folks into our parks during the week? So I know many of us have day jobs, but is there some that may be able to work remote, say in our parks, or have that opportunity to take even like summer vacations with the kids and spend more time in the outdoors? And then really focusing on shoulder season, which is actually starting right now with our spring camping. And I know camping cabins, I've been looking at those myself, and a lot of those are even full on weekends, so exciting to see, trying to get more folks out into the outdoors. And then as we continue to look this year, we have been watching our trend in the last 2 weeks, and that's when we see the most reservations happening. So we're going to be even more strategic this year on how do we get those last-minute campers. So the ones that have seen the weather, it's going to be beautiful, let's go outside and enjoy the nice weather. We're also looking at growing camping units. Sorry, I had duplicate on my slide. I just noticed that. Boosting day use visitation to 8 million, increase PEL sales. So this is just getting folks in our park, enjoying that day use, getting them out hiking, getting them excited about the outdoors. And we have a great opportunity here. This past year, we saw an increase in PEL sales with our campaign. So now we're just, let's do some more. So that's what we're excited to do. Boosting a day use visitation. Increase modern lodging is the next one. We're looking at an 11% increase. And this is going to be a challenge and an exciting challenge for us to go up to 5,000 rentals for annually for the year. This means no additional actual rental units. We're just trying to get the word out that we have these rental units. We have a beautiful cabin, for example, down at Newton Hills State Park that is open quite often, and it's a beautiful location to go sit and have that peace and solitude. So working with that, and then growing our park program attendance. So up by 9% or 100,000 visitors. So we have some really lofty goals here to get folks into the parks and get them excited. So how we're going to do that? So in 2025, we're going to be looking to, again, new audiences. So that's what our 2025 paid campaign was. We were trying to find new audiences, get them re-engaged, getting them excited, making them aware of that state parks exist and that we have many amenities that can and will be able to benefit them. So we're going to continue to engage new audiences with targeted content, and that's where our expertise really comes in with, like, Lawrence and Schiller and what we've learned this past year. And then we're optimizing our marketing spend to be able to continue to track outcomes. So what that means for us, the 2025 digital ad strategies, we're going to spend more money and on paid search. So one of the wins that we saw this year is on an industry level, it's $1.92 per click. For say you go out onto search engine, you go into Google, you type in, I want to play or do archery. It's going to then pop up whatever is out there as a top brand, which obviously Game Fish and Parks is a top brand, but if we can get a sponsorship, we can then continually be at the top. So we put money into an ad spend to be at the top with our South Dakota State Parks, so they know that they can do archery and they can also stay in our state park. Each click that we ran in 2024 was 2 cents compared to the $1.92 for the industry. So we want to put some more money into our paid search. So this is even getting non-residents or anyone that's out on our search engine to help our brand and help get our awareness out there. We're also looking to extend our retargeting efforts through the peak season. So logically, right, peak season, June, July, August, our campsites are usually a little more full. That's when the nicest weather is going on. But what we found is we took a break this past year on our retargeting efforts. So what that means is you click on an ad and then we can retarget you. So technology, right? It goes back and says, oh, you had an interest in fishing. I wonder if you'd be interested in staying in a lodge in our parks. So then you get a message about the lodge, and then you keep getting these series of ads specifically tailored to your interests that you have shown. But we stopped that during the peak summer season because Why would we spend the extra money? And what we found this year is actually come fall in our shoulder season, we actually want to have that data to be able to trend. So come fall, we can actually see and keep their journey going all through the summer so that we can keep retargeting them. So we're going to be working on continuing our digital efforts, retargeting folks. We're going to leverage weather-triggered ads. So again, those nice summer weather, those 2 weeks in that window, we're going to be working on retargeting more messaging out to them, and then reallocating funds to underperforming channels. Something that we did see is South Dakota State Parks were actually very well-known, and we were able to see that when we put out native articles. So on the top of like a weather channel, we had an article that was just like South Dakota State Parks, here's what we're about, here, click a link, and we got like no traction on them. People already knew who we were, they just went direct to our website and then found what they wanted. So we're working on reallocating some of those funds because they know who we are. We just need to show what we are capable of and how they can actually get involved with us. So that's what we're going to keep doing. And then for social media, we're going to, just kidding, sorry about that, targeting content on email. So one of our best strategies has been email marketing. We have a really strong email list of our current users, so we're continuing our marketing efforts through email. This would mean our summer newsletter will continue to go out this season for 2025. We've already started that 90-day reservation window reminder emails. So we're just going to keep that series going, and that's really targeting already known users so they know what's going on and getting them excited to keep coming back. We're also going to be relaying the message that the outdoors is open to everyone. So come into our state parks. We have a plethora of activities that you can get involved with. Come into the parks and have a great time. And then featuring key seasonal promotional events. So that's really focused on what we'll be switching gears here to momentarily is talking about our park theme in 2025. But we're also going to be working on some additional great content. So that is our social media efforts. So we're going to continue to see consistency across the board on our social media and local engagement. We're going to continue to use the See for Yourself logo that's become our consistent brand for our campaign. We're going to continue to work with our tourism agencies and our chambers and local communities. So thank you for everyone listening that's involved in that as well, really helping us continue that engagement. New and exciting content, we're going to keep on top of the mind with our ad trends and for our exciting 2025 planned activity, which is Make a Splash. So that's what I'm going to turn my attention to momentarily. Make a Splash is our 2025 park theme. In a lot of our engagement for even creative, we're really going to be focusing on water recreation. So this could be anything from going out and shore fishing, getting on a boat, and tootling around the beautiful lakes and rivers. But it also could be just taking a nice leisurely stroll or hike around any water body. And we want to reward folks, which is the Make a Splash activity for this year, is they take photos and they submit them to us, and they can earn stickers. So we're currently working on printing signs that will go into the parks. We'll also be working on an internal messaging through social media and everything on Make a Splash at South Dakota State Park. So enjoy your favorite water activities, snap a photo, share your adventure, and earn prizes. So that will be launching this spring. We want to have all the signs posted tentatively if the ground is all ready for those to be posted for open house weekend. So really excited for that. What this will look like is just like previous years on our website when we fully launch the activity. There'll be a map of where they can actually go to participate and earn the prizes, and then they can submit just like they've done before. So we'll have a landing page, the Make a Splash URL they can go out to. They can click on the map. They can find out what activities that are going on in that map. Our GIS specialist, Heather Berg, has been doing amazing work contacting even local parks, asking them about checkout equipment and how they can get active within that location as well. The goal is for them to participate as many activities as they possibly can, even within that park. So that is feedback that we heard the past year, was when you have us travel to so many different parks, the ones that are, say, out west feel a little disadvantaged because they have to travel a little further. So we want to make sure that everyone can participate and earn prizes. And those prizes, we're still working on the grand prizes, but everyone that participates will receive, if they do one activity in the park, a 2-inch sticker that says Make a Splash. And it follows, again, our branding for that. If they do 5 activities in the park, they'll get another Make a Splash sticker that's a 3-inch die cut. So it'll be, again, a great one for, like, a computer or a notebook. And then once they do 10 activities, so this is 10 water-related, whether it's in or around water, they would then get that 4-inch sticker from us mailed to them, so they can really be part of the brand and really show that they love South Dakota State Parks just as the rest of us do. So with that, do you have any questions?
Very good. Any questions for April? I do have a couple questions, April. Going back to the goal to get more campers into our campgrounds, and one of the things you referenced was during the weekday, perhaps remote workers, which I like, but that might require some Wi-Fi, some internet. How many campgrounds do we have that offer that for users?
Madam Chair, I'm going to defer to our director for this question. Just flip it on, yep.
Madam Chair, right now we have one park that offers free Wi-Fi. We kind of using that as a test thing. We did the survey last year, and not surprisingly, we found out that most folks would appreciate Wi-Fi, but it wasn't like a top thing they had to have. Mm-hmm. And if they had to pay, they weren't too excited about that.
Sure.
So, okay. You know, with the internet and the Wi-Fis and all that technology out there, we don't see it as a major detriment or barricade for those folks coming, but something we're going to keep our eyes on.
Yeah, so. Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
You bet.
And then, I don't know, Nick, maybe for you, I'm just curious, as we continue to see different social media platforms pop up, what seem to be the top social platforms that people keep using?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Nick Harrington, Communications Manager. So we continue to see here in South Dakota, Facebook, Instagram, those are two still our best platforms. YouTube is a very good search engine. It just, how I look at social media, they all kind of serve a different purpose. So, for example, our YouTube page, we talked about our public meeting we had with Lake Francis Case, Lake Sharp. That's a great avenue for that platform, whereas those more short-form videos, those more high-quality graphics, good photos, that still does really well on Instagram, particularly with our younger folks. So you think maybe someone more my age, a little bit younger, you get into those college, you know, under 30, 35, you see really good performance there. Facebook is still a good traditional outlet for us. Twitter is not one. Twitter X is not one we see a lot of our folks utilizing. So here, it's kind of funny to see how different platforms perform better in different audiences, different locations. So sports, politics, that's the coast, that does really well, Twitter X. What we're looking here, Midwest, the hunting, fishing, camping, we still do really well on Facebook. We've seen really good growth on Facebook through our main GFP page, but also through our park pages. And the added benefit, really, we get through that Facebook page is the individual parks. You think of everyone here that has their favorite parks, their local parks. They can interact with their local folks really well through their park pages. We have about 33 of them that are dedicated to those pages. And then these larger messages that April kind of talked about, that we'll talk about with hunting, fishing, that does really well through our game, fish, and parks. So overall, where we sit with social media right now, really good, just feeling that we're doing well from the statewide, regional, national level with our larger pages, and doing really well at that local level too with our Facebook pages. But something we're always kind of being mindful of, because these are trends that
that change quite a bit. Social media is not one that, as we talk here 5 years from now, we're going to have the same results. But where we sit right now, I feel super good with where we are on our social media platforms.
Excellent. Very good. Additional questions, comments? Good report. Thank you.
Thank you.
It is, as I lose my voice here, 9 a.m. I think we're going to take a 10-minute break, and then we will come back and wrap up. All right, we're going to get